Chapter 1. Bruno's Lessons. During the next month or two, my solitary town life seemed, by contrast, unusually dull and tedious. I missed the pleasant friends I had left behind at Elveston, the genial interchange of thought, the sympathy which gave to one's ideas a new and vivid reality, but, perhaps more than all, I missed the companionship of the two fairies, poor dream children, for I had not yet solved the problem as to who or what they were, whose sweet playfulness had shed a magic radiance over my life. In office hours, which I suppose reduce most men to the mental condition of a coffee mill or a mangle, time sped along much as usual. It was in the pauses of life, the desolate hours when books and newspapers palled on the sated appetite, and when, thrown back upon one's own dreary musings, one strove, all in vain, to people the vacant air with the dear faces of absent friends, that the real bitterness of solitude made itself felt. One evening, feeling my life a little more wearisome than usual, I strolled down to my club, not so much with the hope of meeting any friend there, for London was now out of town, as with the feeling that here, at least, I should hear sweet words of human speech, and come into contact with human thought. However, almost the first face I saw there was that of a friend. Eric Linden was lounging, with rather a bored expression of face, over a newspaper, and we fell into conversation with a mutual satisfaction which neither of us tried to conceal. After a while I ventured to introduce what was just then the main subject of my thoughts. And so the doctor, a name we had adopted by a tacit agreement, as a convenient compromise between the formality of Dr. Forrester and the intimacy, to which Eric Linden hardly seemed entitled, of Arthur, has gone abroad by this time, I suppose? Can you give me his present address? He is still at Elveston, I believe, was the reply. But I have not been there since I last met you. I did not know which part of this intelligence to wonder at most. And might I ask, if it isn't taking too much of a liberty, when your wedding bells are too, or perhaps they have rung, already? No, said Eric, in a steady voice, which betrayed scarcely a trace of emotion, engagement is at an end. I am still Benedict the married man. After this, the thick coming fancies, all radiant with new possibilities of happiness for Arthur, were far too bewildering to admit of any further conversation, and I was only too glad to avail myself of the first decent excuse, that offered itself, for retiring into silence. The next day I wrote to Arthur, with as much of a reprimand for his long silence as I could bring myself to put into words, begging him to tell me how the world went with him. Needs must that 3 or 4 days, possibly more, should elapse before I could receive his reply, and never had I known days drag their slow length along with a more tedious indolence. To while away the time, I strolled, one afternoon, into Kensington Gardens, and, wandering aimlessly along any path that presented itself, I soon became aware that I had somehow strayed into one that was wholly new to me. Still, my elfish experiences seemed to have so completely faded out of my life that nothing was further from my thoughts than the idea of again meeting my fairy friends, when I chanced to notice a small creature, moving among the grass that fringed the path, that did not seem to be an insect, or a frog, or any other living thing that I could think of. Cautiously kneeling down, and making an cage of my two hands, I imprisoned the little wanderer, and felt a sudden thrill of surprise and delight on discovering that my prisoner was no other than Bruno himself. Bruno took the matter coolly, and, when I had replaced him on the ground, where he would be within easy conversational distance, he began talking, just as if it were only a few minutes since last we had met. Do you know what the rule is, he inquired, when who catches a fairy, without its having told it where it was. Bruno's notions of English grammar had certainly improved since our last meeting. No, I said. I didn't know there was any rule about it. I think you've got a right to eat me, said the little fellow, looking up into my face with a winning smile. But I'm not perfectly sure. You'd better not do it without asking. It did indeed seem reasonable not to take so irrevocable a step as without due inquiry. I'll certainly ask about it, first, I said. Besides, I don't know yet whether you would be worth eating. I guess I'm deliciously good to eat, Bruno remarked in a satisfied tone, as if it were something to be rather proud of. And what are you doing here, Bruno? Not my name, said my cunning little friend. Don't you know my name's Bruno? That's what Sylvie always calls me, when I says mine lessons. Well then, what are you doing here, Bruno? Doing mine lessons, a course. with that roguish twinkle in his eye, that always came when he knew he was talking nonsense. Oh, underscore that apostrophe s underscore the way you do your lessons, is it? And do you remember them well? Always can member underscore mine underscore lessons, said Bruno. It's underscore Sylvie apostrophe s underscore lessons that's so underscore dreadfully underscore hard to member. He frowned, as if in agonies of thought, and tapped his forehead with his knuckles. I underscore can apostrophe t underscore think enough to understand them. He said despairingly. It wants underscore double underscore thinking, I believe. But where's Sylvie gone? That's just what underscore I underscore want to know, said Bruno disconsolately. Whatever's the good of setting me lessons, when she isn't here to explain the hard bits. Underscore I apostrophe ll underscore find her for you. I volunteered, and, getting up, I wandered round the tree under whose shade I had been reclining, looking on all sides for Sylvie. In another minute I underscore again underscore noticed some strange thing moving among the grass, and, kneeling down, was immediately confronted with Sylvie's innocent face, lighted up with a joyful surprise at seeing me, and was accosted, in the sweet voice I knew so well, with what seemed to be the underscore and underscore of a sentence whose beginning I had failed to catch. And I think he ought to have underscore finished underscore them by this time. So I'm going back to him. Will you come too? It's only just round at the other side of this tree. It was but a few steps for underscore me underscore, but it was a great many for Sylvie, and I had to be very careful to walk slowly, in order not to leave the little creature so far behind as to lose sight of her. To find Bruno's underscore lessons underscore was easy enough. They appeared to be neatly written out on large smooth ivy leaves, which were scattered in some confusion over a little patch of ground where the grass had been worn away, but the pale student, who ought by rights to have been bending over them, was nowhere to be seen. We looked in all directions, for some time, in vain, but at last Sylvie's sharp eyes detected him, swinging on a tendril of ivy, and Sylvie's stern voice commanded his instant return to underscore terra firma underscore and to the business of life. Pleasure first and business afterwards seemed to be the motto of these tiny folk, so many hugs and kisses had to be interchanged before anything else could be done. Now, Bruno, Sylvie said reproachfully, didn't I tell you you were to go on with your lessons, unless you heard to the contrary? But I underscore did underscore heard to the contrary, Bruno insisted, with a mischievous twinkle in his eye. Underscore what underscore did you hear, you wicked boy? It were a sort of noise in the air, said Bruno. A sort of a scrambling noise. Didn't underscore who underscore hear it, Mr. Sir? Well, anyhow, you needn't go to underscore sleep underscore over them, you lazy lazy. For Bruno had curled himself up, on the largest lesson, and was arranging another as a pillow. I underscore was an apostrophe T underscore asleep, said Bruno, in a deeply injured tone. When I shuts mine eyes, it's to show that I'm underscore awake underscore. Well, how much have you learned, then? I've learned a little tiny bit, said Bruno, modestly, being evidently afraid of overstating his achievement. Underscore can apostrophe t underscore learn no more. Oh Bruno. You know you underscore can underscore, if you like. Course I can, if I underscore like underscore, the pale student replied, but I see ain't if I underscore don apostrophe t underscore like. Sylvie had a way, which I could not too highly admire, of evading Bruno's logical perplexities by suddenly striking into a new line of thought, and this masterly stratagem she now adopted. Well, I must say underscore one underscore thing. Did you know, Mr. Sir, Bruno thoughtfully remarked, that Sylvie C ain't count? Whenever she says I must say underscore one underscore thing, I underscore no underscore quiet well she'll say underscore two underscore things. And she always does. Two heads are better than one, Bruno, I said. But with no very distinct idea as to what I meant by it. I shouldn't mind having two underscore heads underscore, Bruno said softly to himself, one head to eat mine dinner, and one head to argue with Sylvie. Do you think who'd look prettier if who'd got underscore two underscore heads, Mr. Sewer? The case did not, I assured him, admit of a doubt. The reason why Sylvie's so cross, Bruno went on very seriously, almost sadly. Sylvie's eyes grew large and round with surprise at this new line of inquiry, her rosy face being perfectly radiant with good humor. But she said nothing. Wouldn't it be better to tell me after the lessons are over? I suggested. Very well, Bruno said with a resigned air, only she won't be cross then. There's only three lessons to do, said Sylvie. Spelling, and geography, and singing. Not underscore arithmetic underscore? I said. No, He hasn't a head for arithmetic. Course I haven't, said Bruno. Mine head's for underscore hair underscore. I haven't got a underscore lot underscore of heads. And he see ain't learn his multiplication table. I like underscore history underscore ever so much better, Bruno remarked. Who has to underscore repeat underscore that muddle come table? Well, and you have to repeat. No, who hasn't? Bruno interrupted. History repeats itself. The professor said so. Sylvie was arranging some letters on a board, E, V, I, L. Now, Bruno, she said, what does underscore that underscore spell? Bruno looked at it, in solemn silence, for a minute. I knows what it underscore does an apostrophe T underscore spell, he said at last. That's no good, said Sylvie. What underscore does underscore it spell? Bruno took another look at the mysterious letters. Why, it's live, backwards, he exclaimed. I thought it was, indeed. How underscore did underscore you manage to see that? Said Sylvie. I just twiddled my eyes, said Bruno, and then I saw it directly. Now may I sing the Kingfisher song? Geography next, said Sylvie. Don't you know the rules? I thinks there oughtn't to be such a lot of rules, Sylvie. I thinks. Yes, there underscore ought underscore to be such a lot of rules, you wicked, wicked boy. And how dare you underscore think underscore at all about it? And shut up that mouth directly. So, as that mouth didn't seem inclined to shut up of itself, Sylvie shut it for him, with both hands, and sealed it with a kiss, just as you would fasten up a letter. Now that Bruno is fastened up from talking, she went on, turning to me, I'll show you the map he does his lessons on. And there it was, a large map of the world, spread out on the ground. It was so large that Bruno had to crawl about on it, to point out the places named in the Kingfisher lesson. When a kingfisher sees a ladybird flying away, he says underscore Ceylon underscore, if you underscore Candia underscore. And when he catches it, he says come to underscore Media underscore. And if you're underscore hungry underscore or thirsty, I'll give you some underscore Nubia underscore. When he takes it in his claws, he says underscore Europe exclamation mark underscore. When he puts it into his beak, he says underscore India exclamation mark underscore. When he swallowed it, he says underscore Eaton exclamation mark underscore. That's all. That's underscore quite underscore perfect, said Sylvie. Now you may sing the Kingfisher song. Will underscore who underscore sing the chorus? Bruno said to me. I was just beginning to say I'm afraid I don't know the underscore words underscore, when Sylvie silently turned the map over, and I found the words were all written on the back. In one respect it was underscore very underscore peculiar song, the chorus to each verse came in the underscore middle underscore, instead of at the underscore end underscore of it. However, the tune was so easy that I soon picked it up, and managed the chorus as well, perhaps, as it is possible for underscore one underscore person to manage such a thing. It was in vain that I signed to Sylvie to help me, she only smiled sweetly and shook her head. Kingfisher courted ladybird, underscore sing beans, sing bones, sing butterflies exclamation mark underscore find me my match, he said, with such an oval head, with such a beard, as wide as curd, with such expressive eyes. Yet pins of heads, said ladybird, underscore sing prunes, sing prawns, sing primrose hill exclamation mark underscore and, where you stick them in, they stay, and thus a pin is very much to be preferred to one that's never still. Oysters have beards, said ladybird, underscore sing flies, sing frogs, sing fiddle strings exclamation mark underscore I love them, for I know underscore they underscore never chatter so, they would not say one single word, not if you crown them kings. Needles have eyes, said ladybird, underscore sing cats, sing corks, sing cowslip tea exclamation mark underscore and they are sharp, just what your majesty is underscore not colon underscore so get you gone, tis too absurd to come a courting underscore me underscore. So he went away, Bruno added as a kind of postscript, when the last note of the song had died away. Just like he always did. Oh, my underscore dear underscore Bruno. Sylvie exclaimed, with her hands over her ears. You shouldn't say like, you should say underscore what underscore. To which Bruno replied, doggedly, I only says what. When who doesn't speak loud, so as I can hear who. Where did he go to? I asked, hoping to prevent an argument. He went more far than he'd never been before, said Bruno. You should never say more far, Sylvie corrected him, you should say underscore farther underscore. Then underscore who underscore shouldn't say more broth, when we're at dinner, Bruno retorted, who should say underscore brother underscore. This time Sylvie evaded an argument by turning away and beginning to roll up the map. "Lessons are over," she proclaimed in her sweetest tones. "And has there been no underscore crying underscore over them?" I inquired. "Little boys underscore always underscore cry over their lessons, don't they?"
"I never cries after 12 o'clock," said Bruno, "'cause then it's getting so near to dinner time."
"Sometimes, in the morning," Sylvie said in a low voice, "when it's geography day, and when he's been disobe."
"Underscore what underscore a fellow you are to talk, Sylvie," Bruno hastily interposed. "Do you think the world was underscore made underscore for you to talk in?
Why, where would you underscore have underscore me talk, then?" Sylvie said, evidently quite ready for an argument.
But Bruno answered resolutely. "I'm not going to argue about it, 'cause it's getting late, and there won't be time, but who's as long as ever who can be." And he rubbed the back of his hand across his eyes, in which tears were beginning to glitter.
Underscore Sylvie apostrophe s underscore eyes filled with tears in a moment. "I didn't mean it, Bruno, underscore darling underscore," she whispered, and the rest of the argument was lost amid the tangles of Nira's hair, while the two disputants hugged and kissed each other. But this new form of argument was brought to a sudden end by a flash of lightning, which was closely followed by a peal of thunder, and by a torrent of raindrops, which came hissing and spitting, almost like live creatures, through the leaves of the tree that sheltered us.
"Why, it's raining cats and dogs," I said.
"And all the underscore dogs underscore has come down underscore first underscore," said Bruno, "there's nothing but underscore cats underscore coming down now."
In another minute the pattering ceased, as suddenly as it had begun. I stepped out from under the tree, and found that the storm was over, but I looked in vain, on my return, for my tiny companions. They had vanished with the storm, and there was nothing for it but to make the best of my way home. On the table lay, awaiting my return, an envelope of that peculiar yellow tint which always announces a telegram, and which must be, in the memories of so many of us, inseparably linked with some great and sudden sorrow, something that has cast a shadow, never in this world to be wholly lifted off, on the brightness of life. No doubt it is underscore also underscore heralded, for many of us, some sudden news of joy, but this, I think, is less common. Human life seems, on the whole, to contain more of sorrow than of joy. And yet the world goes on. Who knows why? This time, however, there was no shock of sorrow to be faced. In fact, the few words it contained, could not bring myself to write. "Come soon. Always welcome." A letter follows this. Arthur seemed so like Arthur himself speaking, that it gave me quite a thrill of pleasure, and I at once began the preparations needed for the journey.
Chapter 2. Love's Curfew. Fayfield Junction. Change for Elveston.
What subtle memory could there be, linked to these commonplace words, that caused such a flood of happy thoughts to fill my brain? I dismounted from the carriage in a state of joyful excitement for which I could not at first account. True, I had taken this very journey, and at the same hour of the day, 6 months ago, but many things had happened since then, and an old man's memory has but a slender hold on recent events. I sought the missing link in vain. Suddenly I caught sight of a bench, the only one provided on the cheerless platform, with a lady seated on it, and the whole forgotten scene flashed upon me as vividly as if it were happening over again. "Yes," I thought. "This bare platform is, for me, rich with the memory of a dear friend." She was sitting on that very bench, and invited me to share it, with some quotation from Shakespeare, I forget what. "I'll try the Earl's plan for the dramatization of life, and fancy that figure to be Lady Muriel, and I won't undeceive myself too soon." So I strolled along the platform, resolutely making believe, as children say, that the casual passenger, seated on that bench, was the Lady Muriel I remembered so well. She was facing away from me, which aided the elaborate cheatery I was practicing on myself, but, though I was careful, in passing the spot, to look the other way, in order to prolong the pleasant illusion, it was inevitable that, when I turned to walk back again, I should see who it was. It was Lady Muriel herself. The whole scene now returned vividly to my memory, and, to make this repetition of it stranger still, there was the same old man, whom I remembered seeing so roughly ordered off, by the station master, to make room for his titled passenger. The same, but with a difference, no longer tottering feebly along the platform, but actually seated at Lady Muriel's side, and in conversation with her. "Yes, put it in your purse," she was saying, "and remember you're to spend it all for underscore mini underscore. And mind you bring her something nice, that'll do her real good. And give her my love." So intent was she on saying these words, that, although the sound of my footstep had made her lift her head and look at me,
She did not at first recognize me. I raised my hat as I approached, and then there flashed across her face a genuine look of joy, which so exactly recalled the sweet face of Sylvie, when last we met in Kensington Gardens, that I felt quite bewildered. Rather than disturb the poor old man at her side, she rose from her seat, and joined me in my walk up and down the platform, and for a minute or two our conversation was as utterly trivial and commonplace as if we were merely two casual guests in a London drawing room. Each of us seemed to shrink, just at first, from touching on the deeper interests which linked our lives together. The Elveston train had drawn up at the platform, while we talked, and, in obedience to the station master's obsequious hint of this way, "My lady. Time's up," we were making the best of our way towards the end which contained the sole first-class carriage, and were just passing the now empty bench, when Lady Muriel noticed, lying on it, the person which her gift had just been so carefully bestowed, the owner of which, all unconscious of his loss, was being helped into a carriage at the other end of the train. She pounced on it instantly. "Poor old man," she cried. "He mustn't go off and think he's lost it. Let underscore me underscore run with it. I can go quicker than you," I said. But she was already halfway down the platform, flying, running is much too mundane a word for such fairy-like motion, at a pace that left all possible efforts of underscore mine underscore hopelessly in the rear. She was back again before I had well completed my audacious boast of speed in running, and was saying, quite demurely, as we entered our carriage, "And you really think underscore you underscore could have done it quicker?" "No indeed," I replied. "I plead guilty of gross exaggeration, and throw myself on the mercy of the court." "The court will overlook it, for this once." Then her manner suddenly changed from playfulness to an anxious gravity. "You are not looking your best," she said with an anxious glance. "In fact, I think you look underscore more underscore of an invalid than when you left us. I very much doubt if London agrees with you." "It underscore may underscore be the London air," I said, "or it may be the hard work, or my rather lonely life. Anyhow, I've underscore not underscore been feeling very well, lately. But Elveston will soon set me up again. Arthur's prescription, he's my doctor, you know, and I heard from him this morning, is plenty of ozone, and new milk, and underscore pleasant society underscore." "Pleasant society?" said Lady Muriel, with a pretty make-believe of considering the question. "Well, really I don't know where we can find underscore that underscore for you. We have so few neighbors. But new milk we underscore can underscore manage. Do get it of my old friend Mrs. Hunter, up there, on the hillside. You may rely upon the underscore quality underscore. And her little Bessie comes to school every day, and passes your lodgings. So it would be very easy to send it." "I'll follow your advice, with pleasure," I said, "and I'll go and arrange about it tomorrow. I know Arthur will want a walk." "You'll find it quite an easy walk, under 3 miles, I think." "Well, now that we've settled that point, let me retort your own remark upon yourself. I don't think underscore you apostrophe re underscore looking quite your best." "I dare say not," she replied in a low voice, and a sudden shadow seemed to overspread her face. "I've had some troubles lately. It's a matter about which I've been long wishing to consult you, but I couldn't easily write about it. I'm underscore so underscore glad to have this opportunity." "Do you think," she began again, after a minute's silence, and with a visible embarrassment of manner most unusual in her, "that a promise, deliberately and solemnly given, is underscore always underscore binding, except, of course, where its fulfillment would involve some actual underscore sin underscore?" "I see ain't think of any other exception at this moment," I said. "That branch of casuistry is usually, I believe, treated as a question of truth and untruth." "Surely that underscore is underscore the principle?" she eagerly interrupted. "I always thought the Bible teaching about it consisted of such texts as underscore lie not one to another underscore?" "I have thought about that point," I replied, "and it seems to me that the essence of underscore lying underscore is the intention of underscore deceiving underscore. If you give a promise, fully underscore intending underscore to fulfill it, you are certainly acting truthfully underscore than underscore, and, if you afterwards break it, that does not involve any underscore deception underscore. I cannot call it underscore untruthful underscore." Another pause of silence ensued. Lady Muriel's face was hard to read. She looked pleased, I thought, but also puzzled, and I felt curious to know whether her question had, as I began to suspect, some bearing on the breaking off of her engagement with Captain, now Major, Lyndon. "You have relieved me from a great fear," she said, "but the thing is of course underscore wrong underscore, somehow. What text would underscore you underscore quote, to prove it wrong?" any that enforce the payment of underscore debts underscore. If underscore A underscore promises something to underscore B underscore, underscore B underscore has a claim upon underscore A underscore. And underscore A underscore sin, if he breaks his promise, seems to me more analogous to underscore stealing underscore than to underscore lying underscore.
It's a new way of looking at it, to me, she said, but it seems a underscore true underscore way, also. However, I won't deal in generalities, with an old friend like you. For we underscore are underscore old friends, somehow.
Do you know, I think we underscore began underscore as old friends? She said with a playfulness of tone that ill accorded with the tears that glistened in her eyes.
Thank you very much for saying so, I replied. I like to think of you as an underscore old underscore friend, though you don't look it.
Would have been the almost necessary sequence, with any other lady, but she and I seem to have long passed out of the time when compliments, or any such trivialities, were possible.
Here the train paused at a station, where two or three passengers entered the carriage, so no more was said till we had reached our journey's end. On our arrival at Elveston, she readily adopted my suggestion that we should walk up together, so, as soon as our luggage had been duly taken charge of, hers by the servant who met her at the station, and mine by one of the porters, we set out together along the familiar lanes, now linked in my memory with so many delightful associations. Lady Muriel at once recommenced the conversation at the point where it had been interrupted.
You knew of my engagement to my cousin Eric. Did you also hear?
Yes, I interrupted, anxious to spare her the pain of giving any details. I heard it had all come to an end.
I would like to tell you how it happened, she said, as that is the very point I want your advice about. I had long realized that we were not in sympathy in religious belief. His ideas of Christianity are very shadowy, and even as to the existence of a God he lives in a sort of dreamland. But it has not affected his life. I feel sure, now, that the most absolute atheist underscore may underscore be leading, though walking blindfold, a pure and noble life. And if you knew half the good deeds, she broke off suddenly, and turned away her head.
I entirely agree with you, I said. And have we not our Savior's own promise that such a life shall surely lead to the light?
Yes, I know it, she said in a broken voice, still keeping her head turned away. And so I told him. He said he would believe, for underscore my underscore sake, if he could. And he wished, for underscore my underscore sake, he could see things as I did. But that is all wrong. She went on passionately. God underscore cannot underscore prove such low motives as that. Still it was not underscore I underscore that broke it off. I knew he loved me, and I had underscore promised underscore, and
then it was underscore he underscore that broke it off?
He released me unconditionally. She faced me again now, having quite recovered her usual calmness of manner.
Then what difficulty remains?
It is underscore this underscore, that I don't believe he did it of his own free will. Now, supposing he did it underscore against underscore's will, merely to satisfy my scruples, would not his claim on me remain just as strong as ever? And would not my promise be as binding as ever? My father says no, but I see ain't help fearing he is biased by his love for me. And I've asked no one else. I have many friends, friends for the bright sunny weather, not friends for the clouds and storms of life, not underscore old underscore friends like you.
Let me think a little, I said, and for some minutes we walked on in silence, while, pained to the heart at seeing the bitter trial that had come upon this pure and gentle soul, I strove in vain to see my way through the tangled skein of conflicting motives.
If she loves him truly, I seemed at last to grasp the clue to the problem, is not underscore that underscore, for her, the voice of God? May she not hope that she is sent to him, even as Ananias was sent to Saul in his blindness, that he may receive his sight? Once more I seemed to hear Arthur whispering underscore what knowest thou, O wife, whether thou shalt save thy husband? And I broke the silence with the words, if you still love him truly.
I do underscore not underscore, she hastily interrupted. At least, not in underscore that underscore way. I underscore believe underscore I loved him when I promised, but I was very young, it is hard to know. But, whatever the feeling was, it is dead underscore now underscore. The motive on underscore is underscore side is love, on underscore mine underscore it is, duty.
Again there was a long silence. The whole skein of thought was tangled worse than ever. This time underscore she underscore broke the silence.
Don't misunderstand me, she said. When I said my heart was not underscore is underscore, I did not mean it was anyone else's. At present I feel bound to underscore him underscore, and, till I know I am absolutely free, in the sight of God, to love any other than him, I'll never even underscore think underscore of anyone else, in underscore that underscore way, I mean.
I would die sooner. I had never imagined my gentle friend capable of such passionate utterances. I ventured on no further remark until we had nearly arrived at the hall gate, but, the longer I reflected, the clearer it became to me that no call of duty demanded the sacrifice, possibly of the happiness of a life, which she seemed ready to make. I tried to make this clear to underscore her underscore also, adding some warnings on the dangers that surely awaited a union in which mutual love was wanting. The only argument for it, worth considering, I said in conclusion, seems to be his supposed underscore reluctance underscore in releasing you from your promise. I have tried to give to that argument its underscore full underscore weight, and my conclusion is that it does underscore not underscore affect the rights of the case, or invalidate the release he has given you. My belief is that you are underscore entirely underscore free to act as underscore now underscore seems right. I am underscore very underscore grateful to you, she said earnestly. Believe it, please. I see ain't put it into proper words. And the subject was dropped by mutual consent, and I only learned, long afterwards, that our discussion had really served to dispel the doubts that had harassed her so long. We parted at the hall gate, and I found Arthur eagerly awaiting my arrival, and, before we parted for the night, I had heard the whole story, how he had put off his journey from day to day, feeling that he underscore could underscore not go away from the place till his fate had been irrevocably settled by the wedding taking place, how the preparations for the wedding, and the excitement in the neighborhood, had suddenly come to an end, and he had learned, from Major Lyndon, who called to wish him goodbye, that the engagement had been broken off by mutual consent, how he had instantly abandoned all his plans for going abroad, and had decided to stay on at Elveston, for a year or two at any rate, till his newly awakened hopes should prove true or false, and how, since that memorable day, he had avoided all meetings with Lady Muriel, fearing to betray his feelings before he had had any sufficient evidence as to how she regarded him. But it is nearly 6 weeks since all that happened, he said in conclusion, and we can meet in the ordinary way, now, with no need for any painful illusions. I would have written to tell you all this, only I kept hoping from day to day, that there would be underscore more underscore to tell. And how should there be underscore more underscore, you foolish fellow, I fondly urged, if you never even go near her. Do you expect the offer to come from underscore her underscore? Arthur was betrayed into a smile. No, he said. I hardly expect underscore that underscore. But I'm a desperate coward. There's no doubt about it. And what underscore reasons underscore have you heard of for breaking off the engagement? A good many, Arthur replied, and proceeded to count them on his fingers. First, it was found that she was dying of something, so underscore he underscore broke it off. Then it was found that underscore he underscore was dying of some other thing, so underscore she underscore broke it off. Then the major turned out to be a confirmed gamester. So the underscore earl underscore broke it off. Then the earl insulted him, so the underscore major underscore broke it off. It got a good deal broken off, all things considered. You have all this on the very best authority, of course?
Oh, certainly.
And communicated in the strictest confidence. Whatever defects Elveston society suffers from, underscore one of information underscore isn't one of them. Nor underscore reticence underscore, either, it seems. But, seriously, do you know the real reason?
No, I'm quite in the dark.
I did not feel that I had any right to enlighten him, so I changed the subject, to the less engrossing one of new milk, and we agreed that I should walk over, next day, to Hunter's Farm, Arthur undertaking to set me part of the way, after which he had to return to keep a business engagement. Chapter 3. Streaks of Dawn. Next day proved warm and sunny, and we started early, to enjoy the luxury of a good long chat before he would be obliged to leave me. This neighborhood has more than its due proportion of the underscore very underscore poor, I remarked, as we passed a group of hovels, too dilapidated to deserve the name of cottages. But the few rich, Arthur replied, give more than their due proportion of help and charity. So the balance is kept. I suppose the underscore earl underscore does a good deal? He underscore gives underscore liberally, but he has not the health or strength to do more. Lady Muriel does more in the way of school teaching and cottage visiting than she would like me to reveal. Then underscore she underscore, at least, is not one of the idle mouths one so often meets with among the upper classes. I have sometimes thought they would have a hard time of it, if suddenly called on to give their underscore raison d'apostrophe etra underscore, and to show cause why they should be allowed to live any longer. The whole subject, said Arthur, of what we may call idle mouths, I mean persons who absorb some of the material underscore wealth underscore of a community, in the form of food, clothes, and so on, without contributing its equivalent in the form of productive underscore labor underscore, is a complicated one, no doubt. I've tried to think it out. And it seemed to me that the simplest form of the problem, to start with, is a community without underscore money underscore, who buy and sell by underscore barter underscore only, and it makes it yet simpler to suppose the food and other things to be capable of underscore keeping underscore for many years without spoiling. Yours is an excellent plan, I said. What is your solution of the problem? The commonest type of idle mouths, said Arthur, is no doubt due to money being left by parents to their own children. So I imagined a man, either exceptionally clever, or exceptionally strong and industrious, who had contributed so much valuable labor to the needs of the community that its equivalent, in clothes, and C, was, say, five times as much as he needed for himself. We cannot deny his underscore absolute underscore right to give the superfluous wealth as he chooses. So, if he leaves underscore four underscore children behind him, say two sons and two daughters, with enough of all the necessaries of life to last them a lifetime, I cannot see that the underscore community underscore is in any way wronged if they choose to do nothing in life but to eat, drink, and be merry. Most certainly, the community could not fairly say, in reference to underscore them underscore, underscore if a man will not work, neither let him eat underscore. Their reply would be crushing. The labor has already been underscore done underscore, which is a fair equivalent for the food we are eating, and you have had the benefit of it. On what principle of justice can you demand underscore two underscore quotas of work for underscore one underscore quota of food? Yet surely, I said, there is something wrong underscore somewhere underscore, if these four people are well able to do useful work, and if that work is actually underscore needed underscore by the community, and they elect to sit idle? I think their underscore is underscore, said Arthur, but it seems to me to arise from a law of God, that everyone shall do as much as he can to help others, and not from any underscore rights underscore, on the part of the community, to exact labor as an equivalent for food that has already been fairly earned. I suppose the underscore second underscore form of the problem is where the idle mouths possess underscore money underscore instead of underscore material underscore wealth? Yes, replied Arthur, and I think the simplest case is that of underscore paper underscore money. Underscore gold underscore is itself a form of material wealth, but a banknote is merely a underscore promise underscore to hand over so much underscore material underscore wealth when called upon to do so. The father of these four idle mouths had done, let us say, £5,000 worth of useful work for the community. In return for this, the community had given him what amounted to a written promise to hand over, whenever called upon to do so, £5,000 worth of food, and see. Then, if he only uses underscore one underscore £1,000 worth himself, and leaves the rest of the notes to his children, surely they have a full right to underscore present underscore these written promises, and to say hand over the food, for which the equivalent labor has been already done. Now I think underscore this underscore case well worth stating, publicly and clearly. I should like to drive it into the heads of those socialists who are priming our ignorant paupers with such sentiments as look at them bloated aristocrats, doing not a stroke of work for themselves, and living on the sweat of underscore our underscore brows. I should like to underscore force underscore them to see that the underscore money underscore, which those aristocrats are spending, represents so much labor underscore already done underscore for the community, and whose equivalent, in underscore material underscore wealth, is underscore due from the community underscore. Might not the socialists reply much of this money does not represent underscore honest underscore labor underscore at all underscore? If you could trace it back, from owner to owner, though you might begin with several legitimate steps, such as gift, or bequeathing by will, or value received, you would soon reach an owner who had no moral right to it, but had got it by fraud or other crimes, and of course his successors in the line would have no better right to it than underscore he underscore had. No doubt, no doubt, Arthur replied. But surely that involves the logical fallacy of underscore proving too much underscore? It is underscore quite underscore as applicable to underscore material underscore wealth, as it is to underscore money underscore. If we once begin to go back beyond the fact that the underscore present underscore owner of certain property came by it honestly, and to ask whether any previous owner, in past ages, got it by fraud, would underscore any underscore property be secure? After a minute's thought, I felt obliged to admit the truth of this. My general conclusion, Arthur continued, from the mere standpoint of human underscore rights underscore, man against man, was this, that if some wealthy idlemouth, who has come by his money in a lawful way, even though not one atom of the labor it represents has been his own doing, chooses to spend it on his own needs, without contributing any labor to the community from whom he buys his food and clothes, that community has no underscore right underscore to interfere with him. But it's quite another thing, When we come to consider the underscore divine underscore law, measured by underscore that underscore standard, such a man is undoubtedly doing wrong, if he fails to use, for the good of those in need, the strength or the skill, that God has given him. That strength and skill do underscore not underscore belong to the community, to be paid to underscore them underscore as underscore debt underscore, they do underscore not underscore belong to the man underscore himself underscore, to be used for his underscore own underscore enjoyment, they underscore do underscore belong to God, to be used according to underscore his underscore will, and we are not left in doubt as to what that will is. Underscore do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again dot underscore. Anyhow, I said, an idle mouth very often gives away a great deal in charity. In underscore so-called underscore charity, he corrected me. Excuse me if I seem to speak underscore on underscore charitably. I would not dream of underscore applying underscore the term to any underscore individual underscore. But I would say, underscore generally underscore, that a man who gratifies every fancy that occurs to him, denying himself an underscore nothing underscore and merely gives to the poor some part, or even underscore all underscore, of his underscore superfluous underscore wealth, is only deceiving himself if he calls it underscore charity underscore. But, even in giving away underscore superfluous underscore wealth, he underscore may underscore be denying himself the miser's pleasure in hoarding? I grant you that, gladly, said Arthur. Given that he underscore has underscore that morbid craving, he is doing a good deed in restraining it. But, even in spending on underscore himself underscore, I persisted, our typical rich man often does good, by employing people who would otherwise be out of work, and that is often better than pauperizing them by underscore giving underscore the money. I'm glad you've said that, said Arthur. I would not like to quit the subject without exposing the underscore two underscore fallacies of that statement, which have gone so long uncontradicted that society now accepts it as an axiom. What are they? I said. I don't even see underscore one underscore, myself. One is merely the fallacy of underscore ambiguity underscore the assumption that underscore doing good underscore, that is, benefiting somebody, is necessarily a good thing to do underscore, that is, a underscore right underscore thing. The other is the assumption that, if one of two specified acts is underscore better underscore than another, it is necessarily a underscore good underscore act in itself. I should like to call this the fallacy of underscore comparison underscore meaning that it assumes that what is underscore comparatively underscore good is therefore underscore positively underscore good. Then what is underscore your underscore test of a good act? That it shall be underscore our best underscore, Arthur confidently replied. And even underscore then underscore underscore we are unprofitable servants underscore. But let me illustrate the two fallacies. Nothing illustrates a fallacy so well as an extreme case, which fairly comes under it. Suppose I find two children drowning in a pond. I rush in, and save one of the children, and then walk away, leaving the other to drown. Clearly I have underscore done good underscore, in saving a child's life. But, again, supposing I meet an inoffensive stranger, and knock him down, and walk on. Clearly that is underscore better underscore than if I had proceeded to jump upon him and break his ribs. But, those buts are quite unanswerable, I said. But I should like an instance from underscore real underscore life. Well, let us take one of those abominations of modern society, a charity bazaar. It's an interesting question to think out, how much of the money, that reaches the object in view, is underscore genuine underscore charity, and whether even underscore that underscore is spent in the underscore best underscore way. But the subject needs regular classification, and analysis, to understand it properly. I should be glad to underscore have underscore it analyzed, I said, it has often puzzled me. Well, if I am really not boring you. Let us suppose our charity bazaar to have been organized to aid the funds of some hospital, and that A, B, C underscore give underscore their services in making articles to sell, and in acting as salesmen, while X, Y, Z buy the articles, and the money so paid goes to the hospital. There are two distinct species of such bazaars. One, where the payment exacted is merely the underscore market value underscore of the goods supplied, that is, exactly what you would have to pay at a shop, the other, where underscore fancy prices underscore are asked. We must take these separately. First, the market value case. Here A, B, C are exactly in the same position as ordinary shopkeepers, the only difference being that they give the proceeds to the hospital. Practically, they are underscore giving their skilled labor underscore for the benefit of the hospital. This seems to me to be genuine charity. And I don't see how they could use it better. But X, Y, Z, are exactly in the same position as any ordinary purchasers of goods. To talk of charity in connection with underscore their underscore share of the business is sheer nonsense. Yet they are very likely to do so. Secondly, the case of fancy prices. Here I think the simplest plan is to divide the payment into two parts, the market value and the excess over that. The market value part is on the same footing as in the first case, the underscore excess underscore is all we have to consider. Well, A, B, C do not underscore earn underscore it, so we may put underscore them underscore out of the question. It is a underscore gift underscore, from X, Y, Z, to the hospital. And my opinion is that it is not given in the best way, far better by what they choose to underscore by underscore, and give what they choose to underscore give underscore, as two underscore separate underscore transactions, then there is underscore some underscore chance that their motive in giving may be real charity, instead of a mixed motive, half charity, half self-pleasing. The trail of the serpent is over it all. And underscore therefore underscore it is that I hold all such spurious charities in underscore utter underscore abomination. He ended with unusual energy, and savagely beheaded, with his stick, a tall thistle at the roadside, behind which I was startled to see Sylvie and Bruno standing. I caught at his arm, but too late to stop him. Whether the stick reached them, or not, I could not feel sure. At any rate they took not the smallest notice of it, but smiled gaily, and nodded to me, and I saw at once that they were only visible to underscore me underscore, the eerie influence had not reached to underscore Arthur underscore. Why did you try to save it? He said. Underscore that apostrophe s underscore not the wheedling secretary of a charity bazaar. I only wish it were. He added grimly. Do you know, that stick went right through my head. Said Bruno. They had run round to me by this time, and each had secured a hand, just under my chin. I underscore or underscore glad I aren't a thistle. Well, we've threshed underscore that underscore subject out, anyhow. Arthur resumed. I'm afraid I've been talking too much, for underscore your underscore patience and for my strength. I must be turning soon. This is about the end of my tether. Take, O boatman, thrice thy fee, take, I give it willingly, for, invisible to thee, spirits twain have crossed with me. I quoted, involuntarily. For utterly inappropriate and irrelevant quotations, laughed Arthur, you are equaled by few, and excelled by none. And we strolled on. As we passed the head of the lane that led down to the beach, I noticed a single figure, moving slowly along it, seawards. She was a good way off, and had her back to us, but it was Lady Muriel, unmistakably. Knowing that Arthur had not seen her, as he had been looking, in the other direction, at a gathering rain cloud, I made no remark, but tried to think of some plausible pretext for sending him back by the sea. The opportunity instantly presented itself. I'm getting tired, he said. I don't think it would be prudent to go further. I had better turn here. I turned with him, for a few steps, and as we again approached the head of the lane, I said, as carelessly as I could, don't go back by the road. It's too hot and dusty. Down this lane, and along the beach, is nearly as short, and you'll get a breeze off the sea. Yes, I think I will, Arthur began, but at that moment we came into sight of Lady Muriel, and he checked himself. No, it's too far round. Yet it certainly underscore would underscore be cooler, he stood, hesitating, looking first one way and then the other, a melancholy picture of utter infirmity of purpose. How long this humiliating scene would have continued, if underscore I underscore had been the only external influence, it is impossible to say, for at this moment Sylvie, with a swift decision worthy of Napoleon himself, took the matter into her own hands. You go and drive underscore her underscore, up this way, she said to Bruno. I'll get underscore him underscore along. And she took hold of the stick that Arthur was carrying, and gently pulled him down the lane. He was totally unconscious that any will but his own was acting on the stick, and appeared to think it had taken a horizontal position simply because he was pointing with it. Are not those underscore orchises underscore under the hedge there? He said. I think that decides me. I'll gather some as I go along. Meanwhile Bruno had run on beyond Lady Muriel, and, with much jumping about and shouting, shouts audible to no one but Sylvie and myself, much as if he were driving sheep, he managed to turn her round and make her walk, with eyes demurely cast upon the ground, in our direction. The victory was ours. And, since it was evident that the lovers, thus urged together, underscore must underscore meet in another minute, I turned and walked on, hoping that Sylvie and Bruno would follow my example, as I felt sure that the fewer the spectators the better it would be for Arthur and his good angel. And what sort of meeting was it? I wondered, as I paced dreamily on. Chapter 4. The Dog King. They shook hands, said Bruno, who was trotting at my side, in answer to the unspoken question. And they looked underscore ever underscore so pleased. Sylvie added from the other side.
Well, we must get on, now, as quick as we can, I said. If only I knew the best way to Hunter's farm.
They'll be sure to know in this cottage, said Sylvie.
Yes, I suppose they will. Bruno, would you run in and ask?
Sylvie stopped him, laughingly, as he ran off.
Wait a minute, she said. I must make you underscore visible underscore first, you know.
And underscore audible underscore too, I suppose? I said, as she took the jewel that hung round her neck, and waved it over his head, and touched his eyes and lips with it.
Yes, said Sylvie, and underscore once underscore, do you know, I made him underscore audible underscore, and forgot to make him underscore visible underscore. And he went to buy some sweeties in a shop. And the man underscore was underscore so frightened. A voice seemed to come out of the air, please, I want 2 ounces of barley sugar drops. And a shilling came underscore bang underscore down upon the counter. And the man said I see ain't underscore see underscore you. And Bruno said it doesn't signify seeing underscore me underscore, so long as who can see the underscore shilling underscore. But the man said he never sold barley sugar drops to people he couldn't underscore see underscore. So we had to, underscore now underscore, Bruno, you're ready. And away he trotted. Sylvie spent the time, while we were waiting for him, in making underscore herself underscore visible also. It's rather awkward, you know, she explained to me, when we meet people, and they can see underscore one underscore of us, and see ain't see the underscore other underscore. In a minute or two Bruno returned, looking rather disconsolate. He'd got friends with him, and he were underscore cross underscore. He said. He asked me who I were. And I said I'm Bruno, who is underscore these underscore peoples. And he said one's my half-brother, and t'other's my half-sister, and I don't want no more company. Go along with yer. And I said I see ain't go along underscore whiz out underscore myself. And I said you shouldn't have underscore bits underscore of peoples lying about like that. It's welly untidy. And he said oh, don't talk to underscore me underscore. And he pushed at me outside. And he shutted the door. And you never asked where Hunter's farm was? Queried Sylvie.
Hadn't room for any questions, said Bruno. The room were so crowded.
3 people underscore couldn't apostrophe T underscore crowd a room, said Sylvie.
They underscore did underscore, though, Bruno persisted. Underscore he underscore crowded at most. He's such a welly underscore thick underscore man, so as who couldn't knock him down.
I failed to see the drift of Bruno's argument. Surely underscore anybody underscore could be knocked down, I said, thick or thin wouldn't matter.
Who couldn't knock underscore him underscore down, said Bruno. He's more wider than he's high, so, when he's lying down, he's more higher than when he's standing, so a course who couldn't knock him underscore down underscore.
Here's another cottage, I said, underscore I apostrophe LL underscore ask the way, underscore this underscore time.
There was no need to go in, this time, as the woman was standing in the doorway, with a baby in her arms, talking to a respectably dressed man, a farmer, as I guessed, who seemed to be on his way to the town. And when there's underscore drink underscore to be had, he was saying, he's just the worst of the lot, is your Willie. So they tell me. He gets fairly mad Wyatt.
I'd have given him the light of their faces, a 12-month back, the woman said in a broken voice. But a can of no. A can of no. She checked herself, on catching sight of us, and hastily retreated into the house, shutting the door after her.
Perhaps you can tell me where Hunter's farm is? I said to the man, as he turned away from the house.
I can underscore that underscore, sir. He replied with a smile. I'm John Hunter Hissel, at your service. It's no but half a mile further, the only house in sight, when you get round bend of the road yonder. You'll find my good woman within, if so be you've business why underscore her underscore. Or maybe I'll do as well?
Thanks, I said. I want to order some milk. Perhaps I had better arrange it with your wife?
Aye, said the man. Underscore she underscore mines all underscore that underscore. Good day tie, master, and to your bonnie childer, as well. And he trudged on.
He should have said underscore child underscore, not underscore childer underscore, said Bruno.
Sylvie's not a underscore childer underscore.
He meant underscore both underscore of us, said Sylvie.
No, he didn't. Bruno persisted.
Cause he said bonnie, who know.
Well, at any rate he underscore looked underscore at us both, Sylvie maintained.
Well, then he underscore must underscore have seen we're not underscore both underscore bonnie. Bruno retorted. A underscore course underscore I'm much uglier than underscore underscore. Didn't he mean underscore Sylvie underscore, Mr. Sir? He shouted over his shoulder, as he ran off. But there was no use in replying, as he had already vanished round the bend of the road. When we overtook him he was climbing a gate, and was gazing earnestly into the field, where a horse, a cow, and a kid were browsing amicably together. For its father, a underscore horse underscore, he murmured to himself. For its mother, a underscore cow underscore. For their dear little child, a underscore little underscore goat, is the most curiousest thing I ever seen in my world. Bruno's world. I pondered. Yes, I suppose every child has a world of his own, and every man, too, for the matter of that. I wonder if underscore that apostrophe s underscore the cause for all the misunderstanding there is in life? That underscore must underscore be Hunter's farm, said Sylvie, pointing to a house on the brow of the hill, led up to by a cart road. There's no other farm in sight, underscore this underscore way, and you underscore said underscore we must be nearly there by this time. I had underscore thought underscore it, while Bruno was climbing the gate, but I couldn't remember having underscore said underscore it. However, Sylvie was evidently in the right. Get down, Bruno, I said, and open the gate for us. It's a good thing we's with oo, underscore is an apostrophe t underscore it, Mr. Sir? Said Bruno, as we entered the field. That big dog might have bited oo, if oo'd been alone. Oo needn't be underscore flightened underscore of it. He whispered, clinging tight to my hand to encourage me. It aren't fierce. Fierce. Sylvie scornfully echoed, as the dog, a magnificent Newfoundland, that had come galloping down the field to meet us, began curveting round us, in gambols full of graceful beauty, and welcoming us with short joyful barks. Fierce. Why, it's as gentle as a lamb. It's, why, Bruno, don't you know it? It's. So it underscore or underscore? Cried Bruno, rushing forwards and throwing his arms round its neck. Oh, you underscore dear underscore dog. And it seemed as if the two children would never have done hugging and stroking it. And how underscore ever underscore did he get underscore here underscore? Said Bruno. Ask him, Sylvie. I doesn't know how. And then began an eager talk in doggy, which of course was lost upon underscore me underscore, and I could only underscore guess underscore, when the beautiful creature, with a sly glance at me, whispered something in Sylvie's ear, that underscore I underscore was now the subject of conversation. Sylvie looked round laughingly. He asked me who you are, she explained. And I said he's our underscore friend underscore. And he said what's his name? And I said it's underscore Mr. Sir underscore. And he said Bosch. What is Bosch? In doggy? I inquired. It's the same as in English, said Sylvie. Only, when a underscore dog underscore says it, it's a sort of a whisper, that's half a underscore cough underscore and half a underscore bark underscore. Nero, say underscore Bosch exclamation mark underscore. And Nero, who had now begun gambling